British Sky Broadcasting presents The Simpsons Episode 3, The Great Wife Hope. Two vandals saw the head off a statue in the town square. It falls and lands on Ralph. At school, Bart writes lines on the blackboard. The sentence he repeats reads, "I'm not allergic to long division." Bart flies out of the school building on his skateboard. Homer's shift finishes at the nuclear power plant. He drops a luminous green bar that bounces and falls down the back of his shirt. Maggie gets scanned at the checkout in the supermarket with the groceries as Marge reads a magazine. The music teacher tells Lisa to leave as her saxophone playing drowns out the other children's instruments. Homer reaches down the back of his shirt and pulls out the luminous green bar and throws it out of the car window. It lands on Otto's lap. He promptly swallows it. Bart whizzes down the street on his board, swerving around several characters from the show. Maggie sits in the front of the car between Marge and Grandpa. She pretends to drive using a toy steering wheel. At the family home, Homer's car skids to a halt. Bart bounces off the car's roof on his skateboard as Lisa arrives and on a bike. Marge hits Homer with her car. He crashes through a doorway into the house. The family are surprised to find the sofa missing. Homer spots it galloping down the road. They give chase. It hides behind a statue as they all run past. In the woods, Homer finds the smouldering remains of a fire. Marge spots tracks in the earth. The chase continues through the streets of San Francisco, then on gondolas in Venice. Then in the Far East, Homer kicks open a hotel room door. A string of knotted sheets hang from the window and the sofa has gone. The family, dressed in spacesuits, finally sit on the sofa out in orbit. They hurtle back to Earth and crash down into their living room, landing in front of the TV. Marge puts on a pair of oven gloves. She picks up a bowling ball and rolls it down a lane, knocking over two Skittles.
Yes! Oh, Marge, how did you ever come up with an idea like crazy bowling?
I googled girls having fun, and after wading through 97,000 pages of porn, I found crazy bowling. That's odd. There isn't a single man in this whole bowling alley.
The identical twins roll balls down the lanes, and a mad woman uses a curled-up black cat as a bowling ball.
It's pretty sad when I can't pick up a guy on Super Nacho Tuesday. Where'd they all go?
Oh, you know, man. Probably at a baseball game or a bar.
A stuck record repeats itself on the jukebox at Moe's empty bar. The Jumbo Vision Kiss Cam scans the rows of empty seats at the deserted baseball stadium, finally zooming in on two rats eating a discarded bag of popcorn. A sign on the police station door says, "No cops, be good." The Springfield Sports Arena hosts the Ultimate Punch, Kick and Choke Championships, and it's filled to capacity. Two cage fighters are engaged in a violent bout, kicking and punching each other.
Come on, you pansies! I've seen fiercer fights in Parliament!
Yes! What is this? Prime Minister's question time?
Yeah, is it that?
Bart's school friends have each painted a letter on their chest. They spell kill. A curly-haired boy with glasses and the letter S on his chest stands with them, spelling skill. Jimbo punches him. While in a confusing tangle, one of the cage fighters twists and breaks his own leg.
There's no better violence than self-inflicted violence!
Homer pokes himself in the eye with a drinking straw.
Thanks for bringing me here, Dad. I'll remember this day on my deathbed.
Not everyone has a deathbed, son. You could die suddenly.
Whoa, maybe some punk kid will shoot me to get into a gang.
Maybe.
The crowd leave the arena.
3 hours of half-naked guys fighting like animals.
Just like the ancient Romans.
Yeah, except their empire was falling apart.
Stupid Romans.
Ask him.
Sir, could you sign my program with a swear word?
Yes, filthy but obscure, with a subtle scatological undertone.
Sure, no problem. $25, please.
Wait a man, boy. Now listen, son. I know we saw some awesome beatdowns tonight, but remember, don't try this at home. Do it at the schoolyard. Someplace where if you get hurt, we can sue. Not just them, but the school, the county, the state, and that jackass Joe Biden.
Nelson fights Milhouse.
Maybe I was promoted to Greenbelt too early.
Next victim.
Bart steps up to take on Nelson.
Ding, ding, ding!
Here we go.
Marge picks up Lisa from outside the school.
Where's your brother?
I don't know. Chasing ducks? Buried alive? He'll be missed. Let's move. I gotta collect pine cones.
Die, die, die!
Just follow the dyes, Mom.
Oh.
Bart has his legs tightly wrapped round Nelson's neck.
Why me? Why me?
Bart Simpson, I'm glad your father isn't here to see this.
Kill! 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 Kill!
Kill! Kill! Kill! Kill! Kill! Kill! Kill!
Bart, let him go!
Mom, I'm winning. Look at this. His lunch money.
God didn't give you legs so you could use them as scissors.
Well, I was just doing the moves I learned from Ultimate Punching.
Ultimate Punching? Ultimate makes everything worse.
Not Frisbee.
Otto, don't you have a sack to hanky?
Indeed I do. One. I messed up. One. Oh, I messed up. One. Oh, I messed up.
Okay, I'm going to put a stop to this Ultimate Punching.
You can't stop an entire sport. You need several other mothers, some sympathetic school officials and clergymen.
Uh-huh.
A place to meet.
Uh-huh.
Some snacks.
What else?
A phone tree is invaluable. How you fix for staplers? Those flyers don't stick to phone poles by themselves, you know.
Nelson, you really have a knack for this.
Well, when I grow up, I hope to go into event planning.
Oh, maybe someday you can do Lisa's wedding.
Oh, I'd like that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so violent.
Oh, he hit him.
This goes on for a while. Call me a killjoy, but I think that because this is not to my taste, no one else should be able to enjoy it.
I'm all over that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mom, don't do this. This sport is as fun for me as having kids is for you. Tell her, Dad. You love Ultimate Punching even more than I do.
Ultimate Punching is exploitative, violent, and a bad influence on our young people. Studies have shown your mother is right.
What the... Chocolate, whipped cream, cherries? She got to you with a piece of Black Forest cake.
It wasn't just a piece. It was the whole cake. Frosting like snow on the eaves of a Bavarian castle.
Glad you didn't come cheap.
I couldn't help it. She knew my one weakness, that I'm weak.
Outside the sports arena.
One, two, we say boo. Three, four, stop the gore.
Five, six, who's got ticks?
Seven, eight, use that gate.
Oh, we need to take this into the belly of the beast. Mr. Scalper, give me a ticket.
I am not a scalper. I am a dude whose 200 friends did not show up.
Marge pays for a ticket.
What do we do now?
Let's talk about Marge behind her back.
Have you ever noticed how that baby of hers never says a thing?
I think it saw something awful.
Me too.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, what else could it be?
Mm-mm-mm.
The arena is again full to capacity. In his office, high above the audience, the organizer, Chet Engelbrecht, watches as Marge walks in.
That woman has natural breasts. This can't be good.
Marge slips under the sliding door to the cage and grabs the microphone.
Simpson, and I will not rest until you tear down this Septagon.
What? Boo!
Crazy dame. Nobody tears down the Septagon, except for the arena crew, because Hufflesnuffs on Ice needs the space tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. I have a better idea. Marge, I'm Chet Engelbrecht, UPKCC founder, commissioner, and public face of the sport.
Yeah!
Pleased to meet you, Chet.
Boo! Boo!
Guys, please, when you yell like that, no one can hear me.
Boo!
Chet, I'm here to ask you one simple thing. Please go out of business and donate all your profits to charity.
Boo!
At least in other sports, they're trying to put a ball in a net or a zone. But in this sport, they don't put anything in anything. And if they did, I wouldn't want to see it.
Okay, you win.
What?
Annoying lady, you make a great point. I am going to shut down this sport.
Really?
If you meet me in the Septagon, fight me and beat me.
What? That's crazy.
What's wrong, Marge? Do you have to ask your husband?
On the big screen in the arena, Chet's put Marge's head on a donkey's body with the words number one nag.
That flattens my soda pop. You're on.
What'd I miss?
Nothing.
On the way home.
Mom, you can't fight that guy.
Yeah, Marge, he'll knock your block off, your beautiful block.
Thank you, homie.
Listen, of all the crazy things I've ever done, this is the craziest, and you're doing it.
I can't back out. This is for a cause that's bigger than I am. If Gandhi could go without eating for a whole 3-hour movie, I can do this. Besides, I'm a woman. He'll probably go easy on me.
Or kick the crap out of you.
Watch your language, moron.
The screen outside the arena advertises Man vs. Mum, the mother of all Smackdowns, and shows Marge being pulled into a baby's cradle by Chet. After a brief fight, Marge is thrown out.
If I'm gonna open a can of whoop tushy, I better get in shape with some rhythmic gymnastics.
In her leotard and leg warmers, Marge prances around the back garden, twirling a ribbon on a stick.
La 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 la! Someone's got to stop her from going through with this fight. This goes against every feminist bone in my body. But, Dad, can't you control your woman?
How can I control her? I have nothing to withhold!
Oh, man, now she's writing cutesy things with the ribbon.
She writes peace, understanding, then makes two little kitten patterns with the ribbon. In Mo's bar...
Homer, this is bad. One unlucky punch and Marge could be bedridden for life.
Unable to move anything but her left toe.
Yeah.
Homer imagines the situation.
Oh, Marge, if only I knew what these paintings meant.
She painted the words, feed me.
I know the woman I loved is still in there somewhere, behind all this nonsense.
We've got to get Marge some professional training. Carl, do you know heavyweight champ Dredrick Tatum?
What, you think just because I'm black I know all other black people?
Well,
Actually, Dredrick and I are very good friends. Yeah, we met through Dr. Hibbert at a party at Bleeding Gums Murphy's house.
Well, Marge, you have definitely come to the right crib. I'm always happy to impart my pugilistic prowess to a punching parvenu. Now, the first lesson will be to work the tattoos. Flaming Skull, Obama, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo. Now, work the Lord's Prayer. I'm gonna order some lion food. Hello? Yeah, how you doing? I'd like to order 2 gazelles, an impala, and throw in a couple of wildebeests. Oh, and a 2-liter bottle of Diet Cherry Cola. You just have 1-liter bottles. Okay, cancel the whole order.
At a karate school...
The second element of mixed martial arts is jujitsu, in which we use an opponent's strength against himself. But I sneak some of my strength in there, too. Now, attack me with great anger.
Hi-ya!
Surprising move! Next, Homer, Hazime! Now we stick foot in mouth, tie arms like pretzel, and pop discs in spine like bubble wrap.
Is he okay?
Or he feels no pain. Sorry, my English is not so good. I mean, he feels only pain.
Mr. Burns coaches Marge.
Back when I wrestled at Yale, I was in the lightest weight category, ether weight. Now, get ready to face the wrath of the New Haven nuisance.
Mr. Burns switches on a portable radio. He leaps on Marge, virtually unnoticed.
Side mount, takedown, advantage, reversal, reversal, clinch, clinch, I say.
Listen, I'm late for a PTA meeting.
In order to save money, the following presidents will no longer be taught. Buchanan, Fillmore, Pierce, Bush... Bush, could you please stop that?
Saratoga Slam, Aristotle's Dilemma, Knickerbocker Knuckle Breaky, and so on.
Marge, I bet we got 10 minutes till the kids wake up.
Chet is outside the bedroom window.
Marge! 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 Tomorrow night, your bedroom will be the Septagon. Your sleeping pair will be my punches. By the way, what's that book you're reading?
Eat, Pray, Love.
More like beat, slay, shove. The fireworks begin tomorrow. I said tomorrow.
No can do. We're out of fireworks.
Why'd you shoot them off now?
I have trouble concentrating. I should be on antidepressants.
Where was I?
Beat, slay, shove.
Right. Beat, slay, shove. The fireworks start tomorrow.
I found some more, but that was it.
Marge takes advice from the school bullies.
A lot of people think bullies are born awesome. But the fact is, we have to train.
You don't get garlic knots like these unless you work the bag.
Kearney lands a hefty punch on the bag. Marge prods the bag.
Is there someone in there?
It's my own fault. I looked them in the eye when I gave them my lunch money.
Someone should tell your principal.
I'm well aware of the situation.
The poster outside the sports arena reads, "Tomorrow when a man gloves a woman." Inside, huge pictures of Marge and Chet hang down from the roof.
Mom, I came here to tell you it's not too late to back out.
I can't back out, because if I fight him tomorrow, it'll be a less violent world for you kids in the future.
There must be a better way.
There certainly is.
Homer's dressed as Marge.
Marge Simpson reporting for duty.
Dad, I keep telling you that won't work.
Well, let's go, Marge. My class reunion starts in an hour.
Mo, I have a confession to make. I'm just Homer dressed as Marge.
Yeah, but last year I took Barney dressed as Marge. Think how much better they'll think you look.
Well, you better not leave me and talk to your old friends all night.
Keep talking like that and I'll leave you here right now.
Crowds flood into the arena.
Dusty, I'm honored you invited me tonight.
Yeah, I thought a noisy public place would be the best spot to tell you that I've been dating your wife.
What?
Also, could you tell her I'm dumping her? After 11 years, the thrill is gone.
Marge, I tried my best to talk you out of this, but since you're going through with it, I beg you, just stay out of his way and don't get hurt.
And Mom, if you punch him in the junk, you'll get no disrespect from me.
Hey, Bart, did you know that's a haiku?
Time to square off in the ring that is the Septagon! In this corner, weighing in at...
Nobody needs to know that. Skip ahead.
...stands the mom I'd like to fight, Marge Simpson! And four obtuse angles over, weighing in at 115 pounds, Chet Engelbrecht!
Four women carry Chet to the stage on a sedan chair.
And now, let's begin to rumble!
We've been ready for hours!
I had car trouble!
Don't worry, Marge. I don't want to hurt you.
I knew it!
Chet punches her in the face, knocking her down.
First time I ever hit a woman I didn't love. Wow.
The fight is on the TV in Mo's bar.
Come on, come on, get back on your feet! I believe in you!
I'm doing it, Mo!
Not you.
Oh, thank God, the pressure's off. I'll save you, Marge!
Homer falls and gets his head stuck between two seats. Bart jumps into the ring.
Hit my mom, will ya? Well, I'm gonna knock you out and moon your corpse!
Heck, I'll fight anyone, except a man my own size.
Chet picks Bart up by the throat. Marge charges at Chet, hitting him with a punch, then a spinning kick. Marge squares up to Chet. They grapple, then fall on the floor and wrestle.
Tap out! Don't make me break your arm!
Lady, why don't you break out the lipstick and kiss my ass? There sure is a lot of talking for a professional fight.
Well, that's what you get when you fight a woman.
Yep, yep, yep.
And they spend all day eating bonbons and watching General Hospital, which, by the way, has never been better.
Okay, I give! You're better than me!
Really? Oh, thank you!
Now let me go! Turn your back and take a bow.
Okie doke.
Marge gets up and waves to the crowd. As she bows down, Chet runs at her. In slow motion, he performs a kung fu-style kick. He's just about to hit her when she spins around and kicks him in the head, sending him sprawling onto the floor. Marge grabs the microphone.
I'd just like to say one thing. I only agreed to this fight because I wanted to stop the violence. And sure, I got into great shape and met some fun people, but I ended up discovering my own dark side. So from now on, the only thing I'm fighting is this cold I'm coming down with.
Mom, that's a beautiful thought.
Well, I wish somebody would have stuck around to hear it. Where did they all go?
Two drunk guys were fighting outside and everyone went to watch.
Oh, can I go, Marge? Can I?
No, let's go home. We can enjoy some mixed marital arts.
Oh, no holds barred.
Hey, Lise.
Yeah?
I don't know when we'll be in a Septagon again. Want to settle this bad blood that's been going on between us since you were born?
You're on.
Lisa climbs up the side of the cage and jumps into the ring. She and Bart charge at each other. The shot freezes just before they clash. Lisa knocks Bart out with a single punch. The end.